This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبيه الكريم عليه أفضل الصلاة وأتم التسليم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. My brothers and sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Well, you sound like you're all excited. You have 2 weeks off from class and stuff, right? I don't know why, but for some reason when I give salam without the microphone, people respond louder. So yeah, I don't know. It's just a weird thing. SubhanAllah. Okay, today we're going to do a topic, again, related to the heart, inshaAllah ta'ala. And I know last time, you know, we spoke about social media and a lot of you were saying, hey, wait a second, I thought we were going to be doing something related to tazkiyatun nafs, purification of the heart, the soul, etc. So we're going to do that today, inshaAllah ta'ala. We're going to touch upon a topic that is relevant to pretty much every single one of us, especially when it comes to the youth. And this is a topic of showing off. But it's not only showing off, because sometimes people boast. Sometimes people are like, yeah, you know, they just want to show off, right? They drive the nice car, or, you know, kids are showing off their new shoes or their new clothing, etc. But it's not only showing off, it's getting the attention of others when we're supposed to be seeking the attention of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In Islam, this is known as, does anyone know? Not jealousy, not bragging, riya. Exactly. Is that what you're going to say? Yeah, alhamdulillah. So it's known as riya. Riya is also known as ostentation or showing off. Now, riya itself is one of the diseases of the heart. It's something that affects many of us, if not all of us, in some way, shape, or form. And I usually teach this to adults, and we go into very specific examples on how we can maybe identify that it may exist within us. And today, that was the struggle that I went through, subhanAllah, trying to put together tonight's halaqa and making it relevant to a younger crowd while still keeping it interesting for the older crowd. And I actually, at one point in time, about 20 minutes into, actually more than that, about 40 minutes, while I was sitting at my desk, looking over some of my, you know, notes and my books and stuff like that, and sitting in front of my computer, trying to create, a flow of things, I got a little bit frustrated. And I went downstairs, sat, you know, on the stairs, and my wife and my children were sitting on the floor in the living room, and my wife looks at me and she's like, what? I'm like, I honestly don't know how to teach this to a younger crowd. Like, usually you teach this to an older crowd because it's very closely linked with rendering a partner with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, the thing that I fear the most for you, meaning us as believers, is, what is it? No, not riya. He doesn't say it immediately. He says it's hidden shirk. And the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they were confused. They're like, what is hidden shirk? Like, what is, we know what shirk is. Does anyone know what shirk is? You raised your hand very quick. Oh, you're putting your clothes on, mashallah. What about you? You raised your hand before. Do you know what shirk is? Shirk. And don't look behind you. You, yeah, yeah, you. No, no, not behind you. You, yeah. No, you don't know? Good, alhamdulillah. Okay, you're going to learn now, okay? You're going to learn. Exactly, to worship something or someone other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or while we're worshiping Allah, we're also worshiping a partner with Allah. Or we're putting our trust, and this is where it gets into the more minor levels, where we're putting our trust, or we're putting our thoughts, or we're trying to be recognized by something or someone other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is what it ties into, because the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they were like, Ya Rasulullah, what do you mean by this? What is hidden shirk? Like, it doesn't make sense, we don't know what that is. And he responds to them by telling them it is riya, ostentation, showing off. Now, it's not only showing off, like I said, because when we think of showing off, we think of someone who's got like bling bling and they're just showing off and they just want to be recognized. But it could also be someone who does something for the sake of being noticed by someone else who may, you know, it may be completely irrelevant. It might not even be important, but this person does it because they just want to be noticed. And last week we spoke about social media, and a lot of what has to do with social media is just that. It's being recognized online or being recognized on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, you know, whatever. Being recognized by other people, not for the sake of doing something positive or pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but for the sake of being recognized online so that people could say something nice about you. Or people will say, oh, mashallah, tabarakallah, you know, something good about you. Alhamdulillah, look at him, look at her. You know, he's doing this and she's doing that and he gave charity or she gave charity or they went here, they went there, they did this, they did that. And it's trying to get that recognition that is dangerous. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he shows us, as we learn in that hadith, that, you know, the thing, one of the things that he feared the most for us is, in, if we were to, you know, combine his statements, riya, showing off. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also mentions, you know, in multiple places in the Quran, let me take two examples, insha'Allah ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ رِئَاءَ النَّاسِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and those who, when they give their wealth, when they are spending, right, and they might even be putting it in the donation box. And we see someone, you know, stopping after Jummah, for example, or after Salah as we're leaving, they stop in front of the donation box, they take out their wallet, they take out some money, they put it in, we're like, oh, mashallah, tabarakallah, you know, that's a great thing. Maybe we should do the same thing, right? But maybe that person's intention, and this is where we have to clarify as well, that the whole point of learning about riya, or showing off, ostentation, is not so that we can identify other people. It's so that we can identify it if it exists within me. If I have this problem inside of me, then I need to recognize it so that I can fix it. And so we might see someone else doing something and say, oh, subhanAllah, that's an amazing thing. They're giving a donation, putting it in the box. We think this is a great thing. But maybe their intention was so that you can notice them putting it in the box. Right? Maybe they timed it. Like they knew, okay, at about 8:45, all of us is going to be leaving. So they made sure that as soon as everyone was getting up to leave, they're the first one out the door, they stop in front of the donation box, they're shuffling through, and hopefully no one, you know, stops giving donations because of that, right? But they're shuffling through their wallet, and then they take out some money and put it in just as about 5 or 6 people walk through the door. So they can be recognized as the person who's giving regularly, or who gives a lot. Right? Sometimes people, instead of just reaching in their pocket and just putting it in quickly, they'll take it out and just be like, oh, I dropped $1,000. Sorry, guys. Let me just pick up my $1,000, right? No, they don't do that. But subhanAllah, sometimes people will make it very apparent that they have their cash or whatever they're doing and do that publicly. Now, if we're doing it for the sake of pleasing Allah, because this happened during the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where he was asking the Sahaba radiallahu anhum to give wealth, whatever they had, whatever they could, for a tribe that was in need. And no one was giving. The Sahaba radiallahu anhum, it was tough times, right? They weren't giving the wealth that they had. And one of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, in front of everyone, he gave. He raised his hand, you know, and he said, I'm going to give, and he gave the amount that he gave. Now, some people will look at this and say, oh, he was showing off. But he wasn't, because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam congratulated him, spoke nicely about him, because what he did was an action for the sake of encouraging others. He didn't do it to show off. He did it to encourage others to give. So he was the icebreaker. And so it all goes back to our intention. What am I intending to do? Am I intending to show off? Am I intending to give or to do something for the sake of people noticing me? Or am I doing this because Allah wants it from me? And if people see me, it doesn't matter, right? It doesn't matter. I don't really care what they think, if they see me or they don't see me. Okay? Another example Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Bayyinah, right? A lot of us know this surah. Let's take this one. He says, وَمَا أُمِرُوا إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ حُنَفَاءَ وَيُقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَيُؤْتُوا الزَّكَاةَ وَذَلِكَ دِينُ الْقَيِّمِ. وَذَلِكَ دِينُ الْقَيِّمَةِ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا أُمِرُوا, I have not commanded or ordered you to do anything except what? وَمَا أُمِرُوا إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ. I haven't ordered you or told you to do anything except that you do it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only. You don't do it for any other reason. Hunafa. And that means purity. Like you do it sincerely and solely, purely for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now let's look at what riya or showing off can do to our actions. First of all, let's take some examples. Who can give me an example of showing off or seeking attention? Yes. Ah, very good. So you win something and you go to your friends and you say, ha ha, you maybe next time you can get it, but I got it this time. Ha 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 ha, right? And you go and you show off in front of them. Good. What else? You volunteer for something. Maybe you don't want to volunteer, but you're doing it because someone else is volunteering. And you want that other person to recognize you, right? And this happens a lot when our, you know, youth grow to the age of, you know, high school, university, and they start to interact with the opposite gender. They sometimes, volunteer or do things just to get recognized by someone else. Someone of the opposite gender. Very good. Yes. When you get the most rare Pokemon card in the world and you brag about having it and no one else has it. Alhamdulillah. Good example. You know what's really interesting? We'll take another one. Yes. Two more. In many cases, politicians do things to seek attention and get... Okay, gain attention and so on from society. Good. And the last one. Okay, let me try and understand that. So you helped someone and they want to buy you something to thank you for what you did, okay? You mean the person who's buying shows, okay, very good. So someone helps you and you want to show off that you have more than they do by buying them things, help, you know, doing nice things to them, which seems nice, but in reality, you're just showing off in front of them. Very good. Now, okay, khalas, we'll take one more. You ask someone? You asked a question that made you look like you were smart, for example, right? Made you look like you knew what you were talking about. Very good, alhamdulillah. Yes. Very good, mashallah, tabarakallah. Very good. That's a good example. Sometimes people don't really open the window, right? But they will drive around thinking they have the fanciest car just in the way that they do things. So for example, they might buy the fanciest car and then come and park in, you know, let's say the handicap parking spot. They don't need to be parking there, but they park there on purpose. Why? Because they think, oh, you know what, I don't want anyone to hit my car. I deserve this spot. Look at the car I'm driving, right? I need an extra 3 feet on the sides of my cars because, you know, I don't want anyone to open the door and hit my car. Well, what makes your car more special than our car? Because you could afford that car has that equivalent value to you, but to the person who can't afford it, then their car is, you know, just as good. And so, subhanAllah, this is a very good example. Sometimes people will show off by doing things to their cars as well, right? Souping them up, putting things on it, just to be recognized. And this happens a lot again with the young adults, right? They'll do something or do things or dress a certain way in order to be recognized. Now, when we look at certain examples with regards to showing off or seeking attention, do children seek attention regularly? Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And I was hoping the parents would say that, right? Do children seek attention regularly? Parents should be saying yes. Our children always want our attention, right? Unless your children really don't think you're cool or anything and they just don't care what you're doing, right? And you have the most amazing relationship with your children, that they do what they want and you do what you want. But subhanAllah, usually our children always want our attention. Now that in itself is not necessarily showing off. First of all, because they're children. They're young. They don't know any better. Secondly, because they want attention from their parents, which is their right. As children, they have the right to have that attention from their parents. And parents, subhanAllah, we should feel like we always give our attention to our children, of course, in moderation and what's healthy for them, right? And not spoil them too much and make sure that they have that attention, but at times they don't get it. So children will always want attention. But at school, you'll see sometimes children seeking attention as well, not from their parents, but from their teachers or the principal. They'll do things in class sometimes to get attention, like someone is about to ask a question, before they even say the question, poof, their hand is up in the air. It's like, you don't even know what the question is. Yeah, but I know the answer. Oh, okay. You don't even know the question, right? It's okay, I know the answer. I'm smart, don't worry, I'm smart. I know the answer, right? And so that might be one thing that they do. But at the same time, children do the opposite as well. Sometimes they will become naughty on purpose. So they might realize, you know what, mom and dad don't really care about me. Every time we sit down to eat supper, they're on their phones. They don't care. So after supper today, I'm going to take a rock and throw it through a glass window and break a window. What's that going to do? That's a bad thing. But what does it do to the child? What do they feel? Attention. They get attention. At school, the same things happen. Sometimes you see that children are bullying other children. They do that because they want attention. They get attention from doing these things. And so subhanAllah, we need to teach our children the importance of recognizing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that as they grow older, they're going to want to do things for the sake of pleasing Allah, and not for the sake of seeking attention from other people, whether it's the teachers, even their classmates, colleagues, and so on and so forth. Okay? Now, as adults, do we sometimes seek attention? Now, don't talk about yourself. I don't want anyone to talk about themselves. Always talk in third person. So, for example, you might say, yeah, you know, sometimes adults will do this, or sometimes adults will do that. Okay? So, as adults, and I'm asking the adults now, do we sometimes seek attention? Of course. Of course, right? Like we said earlier at the beginning, that we will probably identify that every single one of us has something in us that we need to correct. Something that we need to fix inside of us. I'll give you a simple example. Actually, I want you to give me examples first of how adults sometimes seek attention. Very good. That's a really good example, subhanAllah. I didn't think of that one earlier. Sometimes parents will show off with their children. As in, they will show off in front of their friends that their children are better than their friends' children. Like, look, yeah, you know, my son finished, he finished high school with honors and he's already going straight into university. He skipped grade 12. He didn't even need to do it. You know, he's like, you know, a medical doctor in 2 years, inshallah. Don't worry, everything's fine, you know. SubhanAllah, where they're just showing off because of how, you know, maybe they think their children are good or their children actually are really good, but subhanAllah, they show off that way. Yes, how else? I want to hear from some of the adults. Yes. You're not an adult, but... Ah, very good. When the parents yell, hopefully your parents don't do this, right? Don't tell us, we don't need to know, right? When the parents yell, sometimes they get the children's attention, right? And that's very true, subhanAllah. Sometimes our children are not listening to us. And the only way, or sometimes we feel, the only way that we can get their attention is if we raise our voice. Which, subhanAllah, sometimes we can debate. Is that the best thing to do or not, right? Yes. Yes. Pray and show off while we're praying. Very good. I wanted to use that as an example, okay? I wanted to use that as an example, and I will, but we'll hear some more examples from some of the adults. Go on.
Friends or their children, I would be much better to
Very good. Sometimes a parent will show off or an adult will show off in front of their colleagues, either at work or maybe at university. Maybe they're doing a test or some sort of a project that they're supposed to do at work, and they show off in front of others to show that they're better. And maybe they're deserving of a higher position or more money, right? A higher salary. Very good. Yes. Very good. So very similar to what we just mentioned, that sometimes in the workplace, someone will excel or push themselves even harder simply to show off or to be recognized that I did this and I did that. Now we have to understand that, because some people might misunderstand and say, oh, so we're not allowed to excel? Like, we're not allowed to do good anymore? So now I can't, you know, push myself hard to reach a higher level or get a higher position at work? No, not at all. You're allowed to. You can. But make sure that we tweak our intention. For the sake of pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I'm going to work really hard. Because when I work really hard, I will get the higher position, I will be earning more money, and that's going to go towards my family, and all of that is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. Allah wants me to provide better and more for my family, and to give more sadaqah, more charity, to do goodness towards society. I will do that through seeking the higher position. Yes. Sorry? Very good. Sometimes adults will show off on social media, right? They will show off like, oh, you know, I donated this amount to this charity. You need to do the same thing, right? Very good. That's a good example. What about some of the older sisters, right? Or some of the older, brothers? I don't mean old as in we're old now, right? Anyone who raises their hand, they're going to think, oh, they're old. No, I mean like an adult. Any adults? Khalas, we'll take an example. I'll show you something. With regards to prayer that this brother mentioned, right? In prayer, sometimes we show off. And what's really important is that we understand, as the Prophet ﷺ tells us, you know, our actions become void or can become void when we show off. Because we're not doing that action for the sake of pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So for example, you're about to pray salah. And the way that you pray usually is Allahu Akbar. Boom. Up. Right? Back up again. All of a sudden someone walks through the door and you're like, اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم. Why did your recitation change? Why did it just change? Because someone came through the door? So you were reciting because they came through the door, in order to be recognized by that person. And that's something that adults do sometimes, right? We're really busy, subhanAllah, and we can ask ourselves, we don't need to point fingers at our own self or admit, no, that's not what we're here for. We're here to learn. Sometimes when we pray on our own, at home, for example, our prayer is totally different than how we just prayed here in the masjid. Or our sunnah, this is a good example, because the compulsory prayer, you know what people might say, I always pray in congregation, I'm always in the masjid, alhamdulillah. But the sunnah prayers, right? Do I pray the sunnah prayer at home? Or do I only pray it when I'm around other people? Now the question we need to ask ourselves, because there's different levels, and I usually go into this in detail when I teach adults, but we're not going to go into detail today, we'll just give you an example. There's a difference between someone who says, you know what, I feel motivated when I'm around other Muslims. So because everyone is you know, practicing Islam, everyone is praying together, I'm hearing people reciting the Quran, I feel like praying extra 2 rak'ah of sunnah, great. That's not showing off. That's being motivated. But someone says, oh, you know what, everyone's here, everyone's praying sunnah, oh, you know what, I should pray sunnah too. Because if I don't pray, they're going to notice that I didn't pray. They'll hear the door opening, and everyone's going to look and be like, oh, Brother Dawood's leaving before everyone else finishes their sunnah. He's not praying his sunnah. So you don't want people to recognize you that way. So what you do is you end up staying and praying your sunnah just because you don't want people to recognize you leaving. Right? So when we do something differently, because people are noticing or recognizing us, that's where we fall into this category of riya, which is dangerous. Because it can make our actions completely nullified, void, invalid. Now that's really interesting when we say that, because a person might say, well, how is it that if I prayed 2 rak'ah with, you know, slow recitation, beautiful recitation, I did everything the way I was supposed to do it, my rukur was perfectly fine, my back was super straight, you could put a glass on it and the water wouldn't fall out, right? Everything was perfectly fine, my sujood was perfect, my arms were out, my fingers were facing the qibla, everything was perfectly fine. How can someone say that my salah was not or is not correct? No one can say that. But with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will look at our prayer, or He'll look at our actions and judge and say, you know what, you're doing all of this, but you're not doing it for me. You're doing all these actions, you're doing everything nicely and perfectly and correct, but you're not doing it for me. And we're supposed to do everything for the sake of pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first. Right? And so we see how sometimes our actions can either nullify completely, can completely be nullified based on our intention, or we might lose out on some of the reward. Because some people might, and again this goes into the stages, but there are certain stages where we might still have an essence of riya, where we're showing off a little bit, but we still get a little bit of reward for it because our full intention was not to completely show off. Okay? Let's move on, inshallah. I want to take a few other things. Now, in the example of salah, right, there's a few things that we can learn there. First of all, someone came through the door, and this person changed the way that they were reciting, or they changed the way that they were actually doing the actions. They slowed it down. But sometimes people don't pray, right? We use prayer as a general example. Sometimes people don't pray. They don't give sadaqah. They don't recite the Qur'an. But they only do that when they're around other people. And this is where we need to be careful, because we could fall into the trap of actually showing off in that moment. Right? Good. What do you mean? Give me an example.
You're a student, you want to be teacher's attention so you can get a better grade.
Good. So the goal or the end does not justify the means. In Islam, that's what we, you know, hold on to. That the end goal does not justify your means. You want to become a doctor, you want to help the ummah, but in order to do that, you either need to cheat, or you need to steal, or you need to, you know, show off, or you need to become teacher's pet just because you need those extra marks, etc. No, we should work extremely hard to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and extremely hard in order to study and get those good grades without having to show off in front of others or to use alternative means. Okay? That's a very good question, subhanAllah. Very good, mashallah. I don't want to go through any, I actually have a lot written down, subhanAllah, but I don't want to go through it. I want to go through the signs or indications that we might have riya within us. Okay? So how can I identify that I am someone who shows off? How can I identify that I am someone who, you know, likes people's attention? The first thing is that we are lazy with regards to doing something, but we will be quick to get up and do it when other people are around. Okay? Very simple example, we'll go back to salah. We'll use a general example, salah. When someone is lazy to pray, they're at home, they're not praying. They skip prayers, they might miss 2 days, 3 days of prayer. But all of a sudden they have visitors over at their house, and you know, they invited them for dinner, for example, and because their visitors are there, they're like, oh, you know, brothers, it's going to be time for Maghrib in about 20 minutes. If anyone needs to make wudu, then we should get ready and go make wudu. But that person, on their own, they're too lazy to get up for prayer. Whether they do pray on time or they don't pray at all, there's that element of laziness inside of them. If we feel lazy and not motivated to pray because Allah wants us to pray, or Allah knows that we are not praying, then that's a sign within us that we might have riya or ostentation. Okay? Another example is, or another indication is that we react when people praise us. So for example, someone says, MashaAllah, Tabarakallah. You know, I saw you reciting the Qur'an the other day. No. I saw you playing basketball the other day. Right? Because with youth, sometimes we need to, instead of the Qur'an and salah, we need to give them examples of games, right? And playing and having fun. It's like, MashaAllah, Tabarakallah, I saw you the other day, man. You were out there. You look like the future Michael Jordan. And then all of a sudden when he's playing, every time he's playing, he's like, yo man, what's up? I'm Michael Jordan. And he goes out there and he pushes himself extra hard. Sometimes he might even fall down and hurt himself because he's just being foolish. But subhanAllah, that person will love to be praised or love to be recognized. And when you see that you do things differently because people recognize you, that's an indication that we have riya inside of us. In whatever it is that we do, anything that we do. Right? So those are two things that I want us to focus on insha'Allah ta'ala with regards to recognizing that we have this element of showing off. Now how do we cure riya? We said it's a disease of the heart. How do we cure it? Yes. Very good. Very good. Good. You mentioned two things. I'm going to elaborate on them, inshallah. Yes.
Anything you are going to do, you have to be very intentional that you are going to do it well. Like even if you are going to do somebody is going to do it, your intention is not to make happy others, but to happy.
Right. So for example, you're going to pray your sunnah before leaving and there's other people here. So your intention is not to do it because other people are here, right? You would have done it even if no one was here. But you're doing it for the sake of pleasing Allah. Two things were mentioned here. First of all, istighfar, right? I'm going to come back to you, right? I just want to get to it before I forget. The first thing was istighfar. Constant remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but constantly asking Allah for forgiveness if we did something wrong. That's very, very good and very powerful. But before that, before anything, we need to recognize that there is a problem within us. So analyze yourself. Do I become lazy when I need to do some sort of ibadah, some sort of, you know, worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Do I get lazy? Do I feel that I'm happy or more motivated when people praise me or say something nice about me? Those are things that we need to understand first. If we recognize it in us, then we need to begin the curing process. First of all, like our brother mentioned, seeking istighfar, regularly asking Allah for forgiveness. The second point, intention. Is my intention solely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Now the intention has three things that we're focusing on here. I'm coming to you. Okay, I'm coming to you. Just remember what you're going to say. There's three things with regards to the intention. We have to purify our intention before, during, and after the action. Okay? Before, during, and after the action. How do we do that? Before I want to do something, before I pray the 2 rak'ah of sunnah, when everyone is here, I'm thinking to myself and in my heart, I'm doing this for the sake of pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Khalas. You begin the action, right? You go and pray, play basketball because you want to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through being active. And that's a huge part of our deen. Being physically fit is important in our deen. A lot of people don't think it is. They're like, oh, that's just playing games. No, being physically fit is important in our deen, right? And then throughout the action, while we're doing that, while we're praying, while we're reciting the Quran, while we're playing basketball or hockey or soccer or anything, while we're doing what we're doing, we remember, oh, why am I doing this? Because sometimes we intend to pray. For example, we take prayer, and as we're praying, someone comes in and our intention changes. And then we catch ourselves, oh, you know what? I'm actually doing this differently because this person came in. So let me change my intention. I will continue to do it nicely, but for the sake of pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I don't care what this other person thinks of me. Good. Now you've changed or you corrected your intention throughout the action. At the end of the action, you're done your prayer. You might think to yourself, oh, you know, subhanAllah, I totally forgot to check my intention while I was praying, and I changed my intention for prayer because someone walked in, or because I heard someone was watching me, or because I saw, while you're praying, you hear two brothers in the back, and they're saying, MashaAllah, Tabarakallah, look at him, when he prays, subhanAllah, he always has so much devotion and concentration, and his recitation is so beautiful, subhanAllah, and you turn around and you say, but watch how I make sujood, right? And so subhanAllah, you know, you hear other people talking about you. And so you changed your prayer. And then at the end of it, you're done now. You think to yourself, oh, I made a mistake. I did something because they recognized me. So at the end, you do istighfar. and you tweak your intention. Again, you fix your intention. You purify the intention. Ya Allah, I did this for your sake. Forgive me if I did anything wrong. Right? So those are two very good, powerful points. Okay? 1, 2, and 3. I remember, don't worry.
So you could regularly do things without the intention of being physical. Like in circumstances where you can't do it. Like, for example, you pick up a piece of garbage off the ground and you're going to...
Very good. Very good, subhanAllah. That is very, very powerful, subhanAllah. That you make it a habit to do something, whether you're alone or in front of others. But you train yourself to do it when you're alone. So for example, like the brother was saying, you see some garbage on the floor, you pick it up and put it in the garbage. You're walking through the park, you see something, you know, someone ate a Mars bar and they left the wrapper on the ground, you pick up the wrapper, you keep walking, you see a garbage, you put it in the garbage. No one is around, no one sees you, you don't care that other people can or can't see you, you're doing it because this is good and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves when you do good things. Cleanliness, etc., cleaning, helping society, so you did it. I'm coming to you, inshallah, okay? So that's a really good thing that you do. You train yourself to do goodness, so that when you're in front of others or you're alone, it doesn't matter, you're doing it because you recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Very good. Yes? Very good. So it ties into what he was saying, right? When you're alone, do your actions or whatever you're doing the same way you would do it whether you're alone or in front of people. Right? And another thing that ties in with this is that we don't boast about what we do. So for example, you woke up in the middle of the night at 3 o'clock in the morning to pray tahajjud. And then you go online and you post to everyone, you're like, yeah, just enjoying tahajjud, it's 3 o'clock in the morning. Why are you doing that? Right? We don't need to tell people that, subhanAllah. Right? Tahajjud is something to yourself. You keep it to yourself. Or if you want to encourage people, you encourage someone else, like on their own. But you don't publicly just go and say, oh, you know what, I'm doing this, and so on and so forth, just to seek that recognition. Yes. Good. So if you want to give some sort of charity or, you know, sadaqah, then do it privately. Try to do it as privately as you can. Remember, one of the categories Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will shade, one of the categories of people that will be under the shade on the Day of Judgment is a person who gives sadaqah to the extent that their left hand has no idea what their right hand is giving. Right? They give charity not seeking attention of others, that their left hand has no idea how much they gave on their right side. As in, you just reach in, whatever comes out, you give it. Khalas, it's done. You don't even need to know how much it was, nothing. You just give it. And your left hand has no idea. You didn't like take it out and then you're shuffling like, oh, you know, okay, nah, let me not give 20 today. Let me just give 5, right? And then you put some back in your pocket and you only give some. That your right hand has, you know, no connection with the left hand, right? That's a really good point, subhanAllah. Yes. Do you remember what you wanted to say? Soap? What about soap? You clean it with soap? Alhamdulillah, very good. Huh? Tawbah. I thought he said soap, subhanAllah. I was like, soap? What do you mean soap, subhanAllah? Very good, tawbah, right? So we cure riya with tawbah. So recognize, you know, conceal your good deeds. We mentioned all of these things. Knowledge of the dangers of riya. Understand that riya can invalidate all of my actions. So why do it? Like, what's the point of me praying when other people can see me, when it's not even going to be written down as praying? Right? So subhanAllah, I'm wasting my time. Let me change my intention so that I'm not wasting my time and I'm pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes. Okay. But that's good. That's very good. That you do something for the sake of pleasing Allah. You do something good. You see an apple core on the ground. You pick it up. You throw it in the garbage. And other people come around and they see you doing it. But you're still doing it for the sake of pleasing Allah. then when you pick it up and put it in the garbage, they will see you, or maybe it's organics, right? Because, yeah. And then people see you and they will want to do the same thing. You will then get the reward for them learning from your actions, right? Yeah. So it's good to do that, right? It's good to do good things for the sake of wanting to get more reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without showing off. But if someone does learn goodness through your actions, alhamdulillah, right? So you don't go around counting, oh, okay, Mustafa learned something from me, he's doing that, all right, so I'm getting his rewards. And, you know, Fatima, my sister, she saw me, okay, all right, so I'm going to get all of Fatima's rewards. No, we don't do that, right? But we just do good things so that we can get more rewards, inshaAllah ta'ala. Khalas, so we'll suffice with that, inshaAllah ta'ala. Are there any questions before we do the quiz? If you do something to please Allah, but... Okay. Yes, it can. So a simple example to bring light to, you know, to bring context to your example, is an imam. Someone who's young, who memorized the Qur'an, and all of a sudden they're given the position to lead Jumu'ah, to lead Taraweeh, to lead Salah, right? To teach the Qur'an classes in the evening, for example. This person now feels like, oh, you know what? I'm getting this recognition. I intended to do this for the sake of pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but now I'm getting this recognition, so I want to do more of it because people recognize that. Let me mention something that I was supposed to begin with. There's a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that tells us the first person that will be thrown into Jahannam, the first person that will be questioned on the day of judgment is, does anyone know? No? This is the right hadith, you're thinking of it? Yes, a shaheed, someone who died as a martyr. The second person that will be questioned, brought to reckoning on the day of judgment, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us, is the scholar, the person who sought knowledge or learnt the Qur'an. And the third person is? That was the first one. The third one now. The one who was constant or regular in giving charity. These three people, they will be brought in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as in categories of people, right? So the martyr, the scholar, let me do it this way, the martyr, the scholar, and the person who is giving charity. They will be questioned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what did you do in your life? They'll say, oh, you know what, I learned knowledge of Islam, and I learned the Qur'an, and I taught people the Qur'an, and I was spreading the deen. And the other person will say, you know, I sacrificed my life and everything, I gave it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The other person will come, the third one, and will say, you know what, I gave everything I had, all the charities and so on, all the wealth I earned, I gave it away in charity. And Allah knows our intention, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, you're lying, you're a liar. You lied about what you did. You're not telling the truth. And you wanted to, you did all of that so that you can seek fame from people and people will give you recognition. فَقَدْ قِيلْ. And it was done. People said good things about you. They praised you. They recognized your actions. It was done for you. That was your reward. That's what you wanted. That's what you got. Now, you go to Jahannam. Those are the first three categories of people, subhanAllah. That's powerful. Because those are like people who, technically when you think of it, they sacrifice everything they have for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it's good that you reminded me about that, because it comes in the quiz. Right? Any questions, inshallah? We'll suffice with that, inshallah ta'ala. I don't want it to go too long. I know, you have a question? Good. But the parent was the one that was lying, or the child?
Question,
So Allah can forgive and does want to forgive. We know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is merciful. So the brother is asking a question, you know, argument between parent and child, and maybe the parent lies in order to prove something to the child. He's asking, will the parent be forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? If the parent asks for forgiveness, and we should encourage them, if we know they did something wrong or said something wrong, we should encourage them to ask for forgiveness. Like our brother is mentioning, istighfar, constantly asking for forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will, with His own will and desire, forgive people for the things that they did or said. Alright? Very good question, mashallah, tabarakallah. Let me just hook this up, inshallah, and we will do the quiz. Did it turn off? Okay, so for those of you that don't know, Kahoot, this is something that we've been doing regularly. If you have a phone or a tablet and you have internet connection, just go to kahoot.it, K-A-H-O-O-T.it. Just go to the website, and then it's going to ask you to put in your game pin. So you punch in this game pin, and then come up with a username that is nice and good, right? Nothing that's bad. And you'll see the name showing up here. So far there's two players, and hopefully we get a lot more than two, inshallah. Usually we get about 30 or 40. So anyone can do this, and I actually encourage the adults. A lot of the adults don't do it, subhanallah, right? They just pretend like, oh, you know, this is for children. No, this is good. We should all take part in it. Personally, if I was not the one running it, I would do it as well. And I have... So I thought today, you know what, we'll mix it up a little bit. We'll do a prize for the number one brother and a prize for the number one sister, right? So that it's not like, because there's more brothers and it's a lot easier for the brothers to win all the time, right? So we'll do one for the top score on the brother's side and one for the top score on the sister's side. You play the same game, the highest one will win, insha'Allah ta'ala. And I know I'm giving away... you know, money, and some people might say, oh, you're not allowed to do any transactions in the masjid, right? Some people might become concerned with regards to that. We're not doing any business transaction here anyways. Whether I was giving you a chocolate or $5 or $100 or a piece of gold, it's not a business transaction. This is a gift, right? It's a hadiyah, it's a gift that is not a business transaction. So you didn't do anything for me in order for you to get this, right? So don't think it's bad or we're not allowed to do this. We're allowed to do it. Don't worry, inshallah, okay? Hey, so we'll give you another minute, inshallah, to join. Does anyone need more time or is everyone done? You need more time to register? Are you sure? Because you're just looking at me. Oh, it's still loading. Anyone else need more time? Yeah? Okay, we'll give you another minute, inshallah. So we have some weird names that I can't pronounce, yes?
You started with P instead of R.
You're supposed to be paying attention. But I don't think that's going to come on the question, on the quiz. There's a good... I'll add it to the quiz for next time, inshallah. Abu Batikh. All right, so we have 25 players so far. Anyone else need more time? Raise your hand if you need more time. Good? You need more time? No? Halas, everyone's good? But are you on? Yeah, alhamdulillah, you're in. Don't worry. What's your name? Not all of them are there, though. It just shows, like, the top ones. Hey, you ready? Bismillah, we're going to start, inshallah. Here we go. Riya, showing off. Who will be the second person to be judged on the Day of Judgment? Someone who was poor, someone who died as a martyr, someone who learned knowledge and the Quran, or someone who was extremely wealthy? You're not supposed to tell the answers, otherwise other people will win. Okay, time's up. The correct answer was someone who learned knowledge of the Quran. That is the second person that will be judged on the Day of Judgment. We just finished going over that hadith, right? And that's why I went like this. One, two, three, so that you can remember. One, two, three, which one is which. Don't worry if you answered it wrong, you can still win. Don't worry. Alright? So we have winner. Who's winner? MashaAllah, tabarakAllah. And then we have Deen Squad. Where's Deen Squad? Right there? A few of you? How many? Three? Alhamdulillah. Okay, good. We're going to move on. Question two. Does the use of social media encourage people to sometimes show off? Yes, never, always, no. Yeah, so the correct answer is yes, social media does sometimes encourage people to show off. So I put the word sometimes in there because sometimes people will be like, does social media encourage us to show off? Someone might debate and say yes, someone might say no, someone might say no, it never does, right? But if we put the word sometimes, it throws you off. And so the correct answer was yes, and it seems like most of you got it, alhamdulillah. So HK, Hong Kong, is in first place. That's because your internet must be slow.
So, but when you click next, it does go to the next question.
Khalas. Hey, we're going to go to the next one, okay? What does riya do to our actions or deeds? Makes them visible, makes them valuable, makes them beautiful and awesome, makes them void or deficient. Shh. Right? What does riya do to our actions or deeds? Of course it makes them visible and valuable, right? And beautiful and awesome. But the correct answer that we're looking for is obviously, it makes them void or deficient, okay? Yes, riya does make our actions visible, but that's not what we're trying to do. We're trying to hide our actions or try to conceal them for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only, okay? So HK, Hong Kong, who's Hong Kong? Where's HK? Who's HK? There, mashallah, tabarakallah. Alhamdulillah. You're fast, man. You're fast. All right, next question. Who said, the thing I am most afraid of for you is ostentation? Teacher Dawood, Imam Abu Hanifa, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Who said that the thing I'm most afraid of for you is riya, ostentation?
Oh,
Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah, some of you got tricked on that and you chose number 5, eh? You chose Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so far the score is at HK. Next question. Do we have any sisters on this scoreboard here? Any sisters in the top 5? No? What if I... We'll see it later. HK, don't worry, we know who HK is. He's smart, he's quick, alhamdulillah. Question 5. Are prank videos put up online linked to showing off? No, yes, always, no way. Are prank videos put up online linked to showing off? And the answer is yes. Prank videos. Why would people choose no? SubhanAllah, when someone does a prank, right, they're usually doing it, recording, so that others can see them, you know, performing the prank and then putting it up online so that people could watch them. So that is considered showing off. You're doing something to be recognized by others. And the reason why I put some of these, you know, examples in there is so that we can recognize sometimes we do this without realizing we're actually seeking attention from others without even thinking of doing something nice for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay? HK is still on top, alhamdulillah. We'll move on to the next question. Question 6. Children try to get attention through calling on their parents over and over, being naughty, posting pictures of them on the internet, or getting in trouble at school. Hurry up, hurry up. You gotta quick, choose one quickly. They're all correct, right? We spoke about this, subhanAllah. Children will do various different things to get noticed by their parents or by people in general. So children will call on their parents over and over. They'll be like, Mom, 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 right? Trying to get their attention. They will be naughty, right? We gave the example of breaking the glass window. They will get in trouble at school to seek attention, and they will post pictures of them on the internet to try and get attention from other people as well, right? Which is what we discussed last week also with regards to social media. Last question, inshaAllah ta'ala. Seems like we have the same 5 in the top 5, right? Yallah, last question. This is a make or break. Is showing off in worshipping Allah always bad? Yes, sometimes, no, never. Be careful with how you answer this one. Don't be too quick. Is showing off and worshipping Allah always bad? The correct answer is sometimes. Why is the correct answer sometimes? Yes. Okay, sometimes you don't intend to show off, you intend to pray. What else? We spoke about the levels of showing off, right? Why is it... Sorry, if we say no, it's correct also? Is showing off and worshipping Allah always bad? Yeah, you could say no, but always. Right? And the point here that I wanted to put was, is showing off and worshipping Allah... When you're showing off in your salah, for example, or in your recitation, but you're showing off to Allah, is that a bad thing? Hey, guys, if you're showing off in your salah, or you're showing off in your recitation of the Quran, but you're showing off to Allah instead of to a person, is that a bad thing? No, it isn't. So we can show off in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we should. We should do our best in front of Allah, right? So that's why I put here as a correct answer, sometimes. Okay? Because sometimes our level of riya might be one that we also gain a little bit of reward. We might be sinning a little bit, but we get a little bit of reward as well. So I think this one threw off those that are leading, and let's see if HK is still on top.
Yeah, let's do respect.
Oh, top score is Faris, but that's not the result, is it? This is new, mashallah. This is very new.
Yeah.
Oh, we were supposed to do a rating. There's a new rating thing. I don't know. They changed it. So the top score is Faris. Let me see if I could exit full screen. And yeah, that's in the way. Subhanallah. We can't see his score, but the top score is Faris. Hey? And you can't even see who's in the third place. I don't know who that is. They changed it. They just changed it. It wasn't like this. But subhanAllah, the top score is Faris. And are there any sisters there? Do any of the sisters see themselves? I don't know who this is here. It looks like another version of HK. Go back to ratings, see if we could find it. No, we can't see it. Khalas. So we're going to give it to Faris. Who's Faris? I don't know. What's your name?
Malik.
Malik? I think you might be the sixth. I can't see. I can only see the first five. So who's Faris? Who is this mysterious Faris? MashaAllah, tabarakAllah. We will give this to you. And I had told the sisters that I will give them the top score, but I can't see. Unless maybe if I save the results, because they just changed this. Download. Let's see. Let's save to desktop results. Save. Khalas. Let's see what happens here. Ah, there we go. I don't see any names though. Okay, there we go, mashallah. So, first place we had Faris. HK Abu Batikh. Let me know any sisters if you see your name. Who's MK? Oh, we know who MK was. Inshallah. Adnan. Khan. Question. Someone doesn't know if they're a Khan or not. They're just Khan. I'm confused, right? Who's the confused Khan? You're confused? You're the confused Khan? Khalas. You're not so confused because you were the top sister who won, right? So this is for you and this is for Faris. Wherever Faris is, you can come and get this, inshallah. And this is for you. Yeah, we'll go through it. We'll see who you are, okay? So, sixth place we had Khan. Yeah, that's for you, sorry. Barakallahu feek. Then we have another Khan who knows who they are, right? This Khan knows who they are. Then we have better champion, Shiraz, Myra, Abdurrahman, winner who wasn't the winner, Malik. Oh, Malik, there you are. Where's Malik? Yeah, you're in 13, mashallah. Very good. You actually were... You're in the top first half, right? Then we have learner, dean squad, number, whatever. You could just look at whoever's there. And in last place, we have the three brownies. Is that you guys? Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Khalas. So you're stopped working after the second one. So that was that. Alhamdulillah. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it easy for us to cleanse ourselves from any element of riya or showing off or ostentation. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it easy for us to work together to try and help each other, you know, to purify our intentions for the sake of pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to encourage others to seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa jazakum Allahu khayran. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallim. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.